General Conference Committee, Battle Creek, Michigan, 1890. To the General Conference Committee. Brethren, is it not wise to make some provision for the Battle Creek Church? Is this large church to donate to the General Conference so much as it has been deemed just and the best thing to do? And then this large church be left to peace out with hit and miss help as it shall come along, taking up with any kind of help. It is not the help of smart ministers that is needed, but earnest workers. Men who will be able to set others to work, to organize the church into working elements. If you know the needs, do something. Why should the great heart of the work be neglected? Why should these great responsibilities be left to run themselves? If healthful religious experience is needed in any part of the field, in any branch of the work, it is right here at Battle Creek. Men are caught up, like Elder McCoy, full of temporal business all through the week, and then he comes in to feed this large flock of God. There should be workers appointed in whom the Word of God shall dwell richly, that they may give to every man his portion of meat in due season. I thought Elder Durland was to be left here, but I see his name is booked for California. It is not sermonizing that is essential, but educating. Someone who knows how to labor for the young. It is doctrines, promises, precepts, warnings, examples, reproofs, correction in righteousness, setting things in order. There needs to be a rightly dividing the word of truth, giving to every man his portion of meat in due season. This means more than sermonizing. This means well-organized plans for labor. The Lord is always ready to communicate divine instruction to those whose minds are open to receive it. He will be their present help in every time of need to open the understanding to the Scriptures. This requires active, earnest piety and meditation, and communion with God and earnest labor. We can have seasons, as did the disciples upon the Mount, when they could say, "It is good to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and Elias." Luke 9, verse 33. But we must engage in conflict, stern struggles with temptation, endure hardships, face opposition, meet deception in our very midst, meet impiety and irreligion in the very ones who should be the most vitalized by the Spirit and love of Christ. We will meet stubbornness and have to deal with wrongdoers. Faithful men must be selected to hold the fort in Battle Creek. Men of ability, wherever they may be, must be recognized and connected with the work in our institutions, solid, God-fearing men who will not be swayed by any influence away from piety and experimental godliness, but will feel that there is greater, far greater, need of piety and watchfulness, and seeking the Lord with full purpose of heart. They can so connect with God and have His fear before them that they will lead the people in the right way, not on a sidetrack, not away from the vital interests and principles that have made us what we are, God's peculiar people, zealous of good works. While the Lord is not dependent on any human being, He proposes to take man into partnership with Himself.